Your ascent of Val d'Isère d'Ec has begun and you are now at an altitude of 2,540 meters near the ruins of certain huts used to accommodate Italian troops and the Alpini Mondovi Battalion in particular. From this position a system of trenches and firing positions were built up the mountainside to be of use in the event of an attack from Austrian positions. From your current position you can see as far as Ghiacciaio dei Forni with Punta San Matteo, 3,678 meters, and Monte Vios, 3,645 meters, above. Whilst the glacier is melting fast, it is still one of the most majestic in the Southern Alps. It is also a rare example in Italy of a composite valley-type glacier as the principal glacier mouth is fed by secondary mouths coming from other basins in the mountain arc of Tredici Sime from Monte Sivdale to Pizzo Trasero. At its steepest points the glacier in movement breaks up into spectacular seracs while the material which has slid down the glacier has accumulated into huge lateral and median moraines with striking dark longitudinal streaks of stone in the lower part of the glacier. Today the glacier covers a surface of over 11 square kilometers, although a reduction of around 2 square kilometers has been recorded since the 1990s. No less interesting is the geological composition of the Val d'Isère d'Ec which you are about to enter. If you look northwards you will see that the highest peak, Gran Zebru, is a different color and #8211 gray and #8211, from the other reddish-colored mountains. The different colors correspond to diverse geological characteristics. The reddish rocks are metamorphic and characteristic of the central part of the Alps. Their structure has undergone significant modification by ultra-high pressures and temperatures. Their color is a result of higher iron content. The gray rocks are particular limestone rocks, extremely rare in the Central Alps. They formed at the bottom of an ancient ocean via the accumulation of sediments of various sorts. There, dozens of millions of years ago, was once the sea. Let and #8217 start our historical description by telling of an exchange of fire which occurred in August 1915 where your itinerary began, Refugio dei Forni, then called Albergo Buzzi. When the war broke out the building was closed to the public and evacuated while a small stone building a short distance away was used as an Alpini guardhouse. From the 3,535 meters of the Viojute and #8211, now Refugio Mantova al Vios and #8211, the Austrian patrol which descended along the Forni Glacier to the hotel set off on the night of 3 to 4 August 1915 and began firing. The reaction of the Alpini was a delayed one and the patrol withdrew undisturbed. This first incursion made the Austrians think that the area was adequately guarded. 4 days later, on the night of the 8th to the 9th of August a second patrol made up of 15 or so Standschützen once again attacked Albergo dei Forni, this time more strongly. A violent clash followed in which Ampezzo Sergeant Paolo Gedina, on the Austrian side, died and the Italians suffered 4 wounded. The Austrian patrol withdrew but, in the meantime, reinforcements who had arrived in the town of Santa Caterina Valferva began following the Standschützen, who were easily visible on the Forni Glacier. The Italian Alpini were stopped by the shots fired from the Austro-Hungarian lookout posts below the crest between Monte Vios, Pallon de la Mer and Monte Rossol. At 9 in the morning the Alpini returned to Albergo dei Forni without loss, The situation was unchanged, with neither side having made progress.